Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 2-6, The Day of Seven, Part 4, Busting Ghosts at School, printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the 10th month.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Dear Dan, the first half of my work night at G2 was at an office, with the second half being at an elementary school. Lunch was in between. At the office part of my job, I was on my own and more or less my own boss. There was a lady night custodian at the school that left 30 minutes after I arrived, so we really didn't work together, but sometimes I would eat lunch at the school and I would socialize at that time. The head day custodian was also a lady, but I rarely saw her since my shift began long after hers ended. It was during this time that Jesus taught me many things and exposed me to, quote, middle heaven, unquote. This is the dimension inhabited by, quote, earthbound, unquote, spirits, and used as a way of egress for angels coming and going to and from the third heaven. Middle heaven could be differentiated from the first heaven, earth's atmosphere, sky, space, etc., as being expressed in thoughts, dreams, fantasy, music, and even theater. I'm sure you have heard the phrase, the thought occurred to me. Thoughts have a source. Question is, from where? I think that's why the scripture admonishes us to take every thought captive. Demonic eyes. I remember one day getting to work at the school and sitting down for lunch. The lady night custodian joined me, and we began chatting about usual stuff like weather and work. Then I observed something unusual. I saw a set of black eyes emerge into her own carnal eyeballs, which were light in color. The black eyes were not carnal eyeballs, but I could tell they were eyes. Then I saw them recede. This was the first time I know of where I actually saw a demon inside of another person. Gabe indicated to me that another angel was provoking the demon to surface so I could see what I saw and learn from the experience. Familiar Spirit Network. Then there was this. I was reminded of the Ghostbusters balloon, and one night at the elementary school I was directed to sit in the head custodian's desk chair. When I walked into the supply room, I could see a spirit, a demon, sitting in the chair. I protested at sitting in the chair, but was reminded of the Ghostbusters vacuum, the one that they used to suck up the ghosts, and Gabe said, "You're the vacuum." Okay, I may have replied. So I sat down, superimposing my body onto the demon, and actually absorbed him into myself. I could actually feel something squirming around inside me. It was not an evil sensation, nor was it painful to me. just weird conflict. I could tell the devil did not want to be in there. Then I was directed to go outside. Gabe and some other angels then somehow extracted the demon from me and took it away. This happened one or two more times in as many days. Then, not a week later, I was summoned to the principal's office for a meeting with the principal and the head custodian. The head custodian was complaining that she felt that a lack of communication had occurred between her and me. The principal suggested that we establish a written logbook to exchange needed information. Gabe said that we had disrupted a communication system whereby a demon would sit in the head custodian's chair and gather information from other demons that would roam around the school and then feed that data directly to the mind of the head custodian lady. One of the roaming demons was assigned to watch me while I worked at night. After that demonic network was destroyed, the head custodian no longer had whatever clairvoyance available to her that informed her of my previous night's activities. That bothered her enough to complain to the principal and ask for the meeting. Demolition services. The school was scheduled to be remodeled the year I started working there, and preliminary work included some demolition that was started in February of 2000. The Lord was using that time of physical demolition to demolish demonic strongholds that had risen over the years. Once, while I was taking a break outside, I could overhear one of the contractors talking to another. He was complaining of, quote, going crazy, unquote, working in a crawl space. This happened just after Gabe informed me that demons had taken up residence in the walls and other spaces. This confirmed to me what Gabe had been telling me about how demons can inhabit structures. Part of our job was to pray to ask the Lord to deliver the school from Satan's power. The Lord responded by sending more angels to clean out the building during the demo work. Contractor angels to work secretly with the human contractors to demolish and rebuild rotting parts of the school. Even though I was witnessing spiritual victories, it was not without fallout. It resulted in a great deal of pain on my part, to the point of my having to quit the job. But I also knew that the work that needed to be done to protect the students and faculty from an evil future had been accomplished, and that the Lord was pleased. It also taught me how to hear angels speak to me. Blessings. P.S. Dan, I recently joined an online game. While I was trying to think of a screen name for myself, the Lord gave me this one. Romanus Theophilus. I will hereafter sign these letters by that pseudonym. The name Romanus I already had from previous thoughts. The name represents the Roman soldier at the cross who said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." I believe by that confession he was saved then, hence the new name Theophilus. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." The book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 54.
Where you live now, babe. trees would be falling. Listen to reason. Season is calling. It's the place where you live. Wonder why you haven't before. Stand in the place where you are. Stand in the place where you are. You're